with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 20th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, we had coverage of three state tournament contests, whether it be softball or baseball. We'll first go to our baseball coverage from yesterday in the Class 1A state semifinals, where for the second year in a row, Remsen St. Mary's baseball will compete for a Class 1A title. The Hawks beat Linville Sully in the semifinals yesterday by a score of 1-0 to get to the championship game. And of course, that final score means one thing. The game was an old-fashioned pitcher's duel. Both pitchers were locked and loaded throughout the contest, including Remsen St. Mary's senior Cale Ortman, who struck out 9 with 5 hits in working the shutout. Head coach Dean Harpinaw says the Hawks utilized Ortman differently this season, allowing him to be at his healthiest at the state tournament.
We didn't throw him as much this year early because he's a little arm stiffness, and I think that helped. He's fresh. You can tell he's fresh. I don't know what he was throwing, but he was humping just as good as that guy. And, you know, like no free passes. And we talked about before the game, whoever doesn't give him as many free bases is going to win this game. And, we actually had a couple errors, kind of not tradition of us, but, you know, we got through it, and it didn't come back to haunt us.
With 9 strikeouts, Ortman was deceiving hitters left and right throughout the contest. He says that was because all of his pitches have some life to them.
You know, I was tunneling a lot of pitches. I mean, I'd throw a fastball outside, let it move inside with my two-seam, and then I'd throw a slider outside, you know. And, I mean, that was my out pitch today. I mean, I trusted that slider, and it got me out of a lot of sticky situations.
Ortman was not always in pristine scenarios in his shutout, like he talked about there. Linville Sully left a total of 8 runners on base in the game, proving they had plenty of opportunities to score. Ortman says when he got into trouble, his defense had his back.
I mean, when I got in sticky situations with 3 balls, you know, no strikes, 3-1 counts, I mean, I knew if I just put the ball over the plate, let him hit it. I mean, I got a lot of ground balls to Alex and Jackson. I mean, they made so many good plays for me today. I couldn't have asked for any more. I mean, it just gives you so much more confidence when you're on the hill.
And sporting a dirt-stained jersey, Jackson Bunkers says he and Alex Schrader do whatever they can to back up Ortman and all the Hawk pitchers.
I truly believe that we have the best middle infield, if not infield, in the state. So me and Alex were just staying locked in the game, and any ball hit anywhere near us, we're going to make the play for Cale.
On the offensive side, not much was going except for the second inning where the only run came across for Remsen St. Mary's thanks to a Colin Holman leadoff double and then a Landon Waldschmidt double to score Holman. Coach Harpinaw says the Hawks went into their bag of tricks to once again take advantage of a scoring opportunity.
With Landon, we had the fake bunt slap on, and we saw them pulling in, like they saw what happened at the other game, and we still drew in the second baseman, and he just got on the ball. And the fake, you know, it shortens your swing up the fake bunt slap, and he's hit it, got enough to get over the center fielder, and Colin just went with the pitch, and he almost took it out. If that's in any other park, I was on the warning track, and it's 392 here. I thought it was gone at first.
Waldschmidt says he was looking for a fastball on the first pitch. He got it and didn't miss it.
Colin got on, and then Hunter hit him over, made it a lot easier for me, and momentum was there, and I knew he was coming with first pitch fastball. I was hoping so anyways, and fake punt slap worked 2 days ago. Plan was work today, and it did.
With the win, Remsen St. Mary's advances to their second championship game in a row and will face off with Lisbon for the 1A crown. Coach Harpinaw says the first goal was to get to the title game, and he says at that point, anything can happen.
Let's get back there. Let's take it one game at a time. Let's see if we can get to that game, because we all know how hard it is. And you guys know other teams that, you know, they thought they were going to get back to the championship in the next year with a lot of guys back, and sometimes it doesn't happen. Like we said, that guy was, you know, a pitch or two away from shutting us out, and this game could be still going, or we could have lost 1-0. And, you know, it's like I said, a little bit of luck goes a long way in the state tournament.
That championship game will be at noon tomorrow afternoon from Carroll. You can listen to the contest right here on KLEM with pregame at 11:45. And the other semifinal saw top-seeded Kingsley Pearson end their season in the semifinals for the third year in a row. 5-3 loss to the 5 seed in Lisbon in yesterday's semifinal. The Panthers came into the game with an appropriate level of confidence that they would have the success to take down the Lions. Kingsley Pearson ended up producing just 3 runs on 4 hits offensively, and on the mound, it was a rough night. The Panthers walked 12 Lions with 5 pitchers having to be used in the contest. Head coach Taylor Duskett says all of that equaled a disappointing loss.
I thought this was a very winnable game for us going in. I had a lot of confidence that we would, number one, be able to hit that guy that they were throwing at us. Number two, that our pitching staff would, be able to keep them at bay. And we did a decent job, only gave up 4 hits, but just the walks hurt us today. So, unfortunately, we just struggled to find the strike zone and give them a lot of easy opportunities to get on base.
At the plate, Kingsley Pearson's offense went dormant outside of the first couple of innings, in which the Panthers scored 2 runs in the first inning on a pair of hits. Coach Duskett says sometimes it's just not your night at the plate.
I can't explain it. I mean, we've had games where we're just not hitting the ball, and I think we were pressing. I think that was the big thing at the plate. We got out of our comfort zone, and we're swinging at some pitches that typically we don't swing at. We were maybe swinging a little too hard. We were pressing a little bit at the plate and guys weren't relaxed, and that's what happened. You tighten up and usually you're not gonna have success.
This season sees a senior class of Panthers with 6 of them graduating the program, and they left it in a better spot than when they found it. In 5 years of varsity baseball, they won 4 Western Valley Conference regular season and tournament titles, compiled a record of 128-20, and sent the Panthers to 3 state semifinal games. Coach Duskett says they have done more than you can ask a class to do.
Those seniors have, led us to 3 state tournaments, 3 state semifinal games. They got nothing to hang their heads about. I mean, their overall record is 132-20. They've been great. They've given me everything I've asked out of them, in season, off season. So I love those guys, and they're like family to me. And I couldn't be happier for everything they've given me for the last 5 years.
Coach Duskett says he hopes the young guys watch this senior class throughout the year. He says the 6 seniors left a lasting legacy that sets the foundation for a new standard of Kingsley Pearson baseball.
They've shown the young guys what it takes to get down here and to compete at a state tournament level. So our framework for our baseball program has been built, and it's been built by those seniors and some previous, guys that have graduated. So the foundation is definitely there, and we're going to keep it rolling.
Kingsley Pearson's season ends with a record of 28-3. We also had coverage of an afternoon consolation contest in the Class 1A state softball tournament featuring Remsen St. Mary's and Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Of course, St. Edmund the only team to beat St. Mary's earlier on in the regular season, and the Hawks were able to get the Gales bag with a 10-9 victory. A huge comeback in the bottom of the 7th inning. Remsen St. Mary's was down 9-5 going into that bottom of the 7th inning. And the Hawks did what they needed to do. They scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the inning to win the contest 10-9, thanks to a walk-off winner from Maya Bunkers that scored Grayson Schrader. Of course, Bunkers, the top hitter on the team. Grayson Schrader, a senior, scored last run of the season and get the Hawks a win at the state tournament. It's the first state tournament win for Remsen St. Mary's since a consolation semifinal 18-11 win in 8 innings over Martinsdale St. Mary's in 2013. Some of the stats: Hallie Bunkers had a great day at the plate. She went 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. Pair of runs driven in for Maya Bunkers, including the winning run, and run batted in for Claire Schrader, Octavia Gallis, and Grayson Schrader. In the circle, the game was pretty much split evenly. Marina Cronin got the first 3 1/3 innings, allowing 7 hits, 6 runs, walking 2, struck out 1. Josie Swickrath came in for the final 3 2/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, walked 1, did not strike out a batter. So a great way to end the season for the Hawks, a win in the consolation round, and the Hawks finished the season with a 26-2 record and finally get that first win at the state softball tournament in 10 years. We've got more scores from state softball and baseball that can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Again, that's under the sports tab. Under the drop-down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. And there's not a whole lot on the schedule today. State baseball in Class 2A sees West Lyon take on Beckman Catholic, and Cascade will face off with Underwood and Carroll. In Iowa City in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic takes on Johnston. Cedar Falls faces off with Ames. In the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge, championship day in 5A and 4A, Pleasant Valley takes on Ankeny Centennial in 5A, and in 4A, North Scott faces off with Winterset. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.